The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome. Sorry about that, everyone. Welcome, everyone. It's Handel Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to make sure that you can all hear me. Scotty, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, great. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today is Thursday, April the 7th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. A lot of great information I hope that you will be able to pick up on, and it is something that I hope will be beneficial to you. Okay, there we go. Cool. Now I can see myself. Great. On the cue, so I know that we got great sound. Good. So everyone, as always, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Monetary donations are definitely what's needed in order to keep this radio station in this, the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network going, just as in your life, there are financial needs that you have in order to keep you going. So if Black Talk Radio Network is important to you, if the programs that are here are important to you, then definitely make monetary donations. And to all of you that have contacted me and said that you will be making the donations to Black Talk Radio Network, thank you so much for that, because, you know, we really do appreciate that. There's a lot of people that are extremely, extremely negative now, but the time is really to come together and make things as easy as possible, because, you know, if we don't do it, it's, you know, complaining about things never, ever, ever changes anything. You have to develop an action plan, and an action plan that can grow. So I just want to thank all of you that actually contacted me and said, hey, that's one thing I need to do, and I got it on my to-do list, and I'm going to do it. Truly, truly appreciate you, because that's what Black Talk Radio Network needs, and that's what is necessary to keep the programs that you have benefited from on air and continuously going. So everyone, tell your friends, tell your family member about Black Talk Radio Network, and make the monetary donations. Donate your time. Schedule events that Black Talk Radio Network in your area, that Black Talk Radio Network can be actually highlighted in and gain recognition from. That would be great for the network and good for you also. So it's a collective movement that we have, and it's so important that we look at each other and to see what is it that we could actually do to facilitate the overall goals, and then we can all go on that trip together and learn something and be able to apply the golden opportunities in the golden actual what we learn from all of those events, the actual application of things. They will become intrinsical knowledge that we can use in all aspects of our physical life and eternal life. So go to Black Talk Radio Network, make your monetary donations, try to schedule something this summer, this spring, that will highlight Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends and tell your family members, and for all of you that listen, I sincerely thank you for what you've done, and I hope that Black Talk Radio Network is giving you some of the things that you definitely, because Black Talk Radio Network and the programs here are much different than anywhere else on mainstream media. So truly, truly do appreciate you. Also, now go to our Facebook page, and that is for Tando Radio Show, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show, and check us out on Facebook and check out some of the stories that we have posted there. and we're going to get into those things. But before we do that, I just want to say that in the Forex trading that we have going on, was actually doing relatively well. I'm glad I got back into it. And if you would like to get into the Forex trading, and what we're doing is that some of the members that we already have, what I want to do is I want to highlight some of those individual sites that they have so that people can actually, if you're listening to Tando Radio Show today and you're thinking about joining, what I want to do is some of the people that already have, I want to make sure that they have some people that actually sign up under them. And when you join, we're also going to do some of those things. So what I want to do is I want to highlight a person that is under us as we speak now so that you, some of the listeners, can join under them. And then when you join, we'll highlight you on Tando Radio Show also. And so this is what I want to do to promote the individuals that are within our little iMarkets live group. And if you are interested in signing up for iMarkets Live, this is where the cost is $200, and then there's a fee of $150 a month. But after you get three people in, that will pretty much, they'll pay you very close to that $150, and then that you can use that $150 to pay your membership, and then every person that you sign on after that will actually be a part of where you will actually gain cash. And some people are doing extremely, extremely well from the number of people that they have under them. But I really love the overall trading side of it all. And that's the thing that matters to me, because even though the compensation plan is a great revenue generator, but the trading itself is intrinsical value that you'll be able to use throughout the rest of your life, really. And no one could ever take that away from you. So that is the real thing that I like. They have a harmonic scanner. They have a copier trade where you can actually copy some of the trades that people are doing. And also within our group, we talk about some of the trades that we're in, and you'll be able to, if you would like to copy someone in our group that is doing relatively well, that you think is relatively well, that you want to follow, you can follow their trades. And this is something that overall helps us all. And we meet sometimes twice a day. I try to always make at least one of the overall meetings that we have. I can't always, because of my training schedule and just because of the radio show and just other things I have going on right now, the expansion of different opportunities that I'm doing. I'm not always able to make the evening class, but we meet in the morning, and we come back and debrief a lot of times. In the evening, but there's always someone that's usually on that call. And I hope that, you know, that what it is that they don't really need me to be there. They still meet, and they need to actually, because the trading is continued. So there will be a lot of opportunities, and this iMarkets Live opportunity is great because you have an opportunity to learn how to trade and earn at the exact same time. So if you're interested in signing up for iMarkets Live, what I would like you to do is I would like you to take a look at and sign up under. This is the individual that I would like you to sign up under. Is and the this is the where you can go. The website where you can go is smithstrong.imarketslive.com. That's smithstrong.imarketslive.com. And then what I'll do tomorrow, I'll bring another person that's within our group. I'll highlight them, and if you're going to sign up that day, sign up under them. And then we'll continue to sign up. But also, if you forget or whatever, hopefully you don't, but you can still sign up under iMarketsLive, international.com, and then I will. But please, if you do that, let me know. Text me, 951-790-8330, so that I'll know that you're about to sign up, so that I can place you within our group under someone that has signed up. So it just helps everyone out. That way. So for today is smithstrong.imarketslive.com. And you can go there and sign up and be part of our group. And then once you do that, let me know still so I can, you know, help you out with some things and let you know how we do within our trading room. So very, very important. And that's what's going on there. Also, if you're interested in the precious metals training class that we have going on, and especially for what's going on in today's world. This is something that you definitely should know how to leverage, how to use, learn the historical importance of the precious metals, learn the intrinsic value of precious metals, learn how to leverage with precious metals, learn how to actually gain interest off of precious metals, learn how other people could buy precious, can actually acquire precious metals for you. And that is the real key with this. And the thing is, with the precious metals, if you don't know these things, then you won't know how to engage correctly with the precious metals, and you won't have them for long. So this is what I want to actually show you, and it's for $25 a month. You'll get the precious metals class, and then it turns into the preparedness training class, and there you will learn how to prepare some of the tried and true things that I've learned throughout in preparing, and how to do it at a more cost-effective way, and also some of the new technology and some of the things that you can use. And some of the people that are actually in the preparedness class, if you are, you call in and give your opinion of some of the things that you've learned. I know some of the people that are there are at work, but if you're able to call in and just give your opinion of some of the things that you've learned within the preparedness training that we've been given, or if you've been in or if you're in the precious metals class, give us a call. Let everyone know some of the things, the overall value of what it is that you've learned. Was it something that was that you thought was actually worth it? And I know for everyone that's there, they have been definitely surprised and amazed at some of the importance of the precious metals as they continue to learn in that class. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me, 951-790-8330. You can text me there, or you can email me at wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, pack, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. Okay, so just wanted to get that business taken care of. Now, let's go to our Facebook page within Tando, T-H-A-N-D-O, Tando Radio Show, and check out some of the articles that we have posted there, and let's go into the show. Of course, as I always say, there's a lot going on, but things are definitely heating up and picking up speed for what's going on geopolitically, socially, militarily, and economically, and things that you need to know. Just before we left on Tando Radio Show, or right after Tando Radio Show went off, I posted an article. This came from www.imair, it's an Iranian hosting place, website. It says Kerry, talking about Secretary Kerry. Iran absolutely deserves access to U.S. dollar as part of the sanctions relief. Of course, because the U.S. dollar is not being used. Iran is not using it in its oil trade, which is so important, because the largest commodity in the world that is traded is oil, and that is cutting the dollar out, and other countries are following suit with that. And believe me, this has already led to economic war, currency war, and is going to lead to shooting wars. And that is already starting to unfold, and we've been talking about it for a while, but you can see how it is now starting to speed up. So check out that article. Very good one. Next one. This is one of the feature articles for today and the featured topic for today. Very, very important. Two major feature topics for today. And this comes from CB.PR, and this is a Puerto Rican website. And it is Garcia Pineda to order restructuring on GDB cash outflows. Basically, the leading business newspaper in Puerto Rico and in the Caribbean. Basically, Puerto Rico has started to totally refuse to pay its debt, and you're going to see major capital controls that were going to start to be instituted there, and they're refusing to pay their debts on the hedge fund companies that have them in a stranglehold, and that is going to bring even more of the economic collapse and the economic repositioning even faster, because those hedge funds, are you ready? Those hedge funds are directly tied to your pension funds right here in the U.S. and what they tried to do to Puerto Rico, and we're going to take a look at that today, is nothing more than what the hedge funds and the gambling casinos of the markets and the ubiquitous fraud that they do to people. They go and they steal people's resource to enslave them even further. And this is what's going on. I remember some time back at another show that I'm on, one person said, oh, Puerto Rico is going to be all right. I just came from there. Everything is cool. And I said, no way in the world. Puerto Rico is in a real bind and is going to catch up here. Well, they got resources in this and that. They had no clue what really goes on in the economic world. Those resources are spoken for to enslave people. And there are going to, there is a play to seize all of Puerto Rico's resources. That's why they're the target. And this is going to grow, and you're going to see that is going to be the same play strategically throughout the world. And it is going to be a play within your finances and in your economies, and at your dinner table, and at your home here in the United States. This is the overall global move, because now the debt is going to strangle so that people will drop, will actually keel over and hand over the resources. This is the predicament that the overall global financial fraud and conspiracy agenda, it is no conspiracy theory, but the conspiracy agenda is placing everyone under. And these are the things that we need to know. So no longer do we blindly follow and give blind faith to people that mean us no good, have no good intentions for our overall prosperity and our legacy that we have. And we must know these things so that we won't fall for these tricks anymore. And there are things that we can do, and we must do them immediately. If you are listening to Tando Radio Show today, there are things that you need to really get busy on as we speak, because the opportunity to prepare for what's coming is, the window is closing. Once it starts to go full blown, you are only going to be able to rely on what you have taken time to prepare for right now. And I want you to seize on those opportunities and to put yourself, your family, and our community in a position of advantage instead of being the ones that are always taken advantage of. So, so important. Check out this story, and we're going to highlight this today in today's show. Next one, great, great video that came out of RT, even though this is all a part of the global fraternity against the general population of the world. This one comes from RT, and it says Panama is new Swiss of the world, is the new Switzerland of the world. U.S. preparing for a big financial crisis, Mr. Wolf says. Washington is behind the recent release of offshore revelations known as the Panama Papers. Check out this video. Very, very telling. And this is all a part of the purge that I've been talking about, really since we started Tando Radio Show. And now you can see how it's starting to pick up, and it's picking up exactly the way that we thought it would. And I just say that I was hoping that it wouldn't, but I was preparing for it too. And what I hope that doesn't happen, but I still prepare for that worst case scenario, is coming, and it is even going to be more elaborate than what I had anticipated. So that doesn't move us from anything. It just keeps us focused on the things that we need to do. So check out that YouTube video. Very, very telling. This is a case where they tell you before things happen that you need to know. Next one. Oh, and I said my commentary was, the growing purge is taking more form before the show gets started. That was on that RT video. Next one comes from Reuters.com. U.S. readies banks rule on shell companies amidst Panama paper fury. And my commentary was the tightening the chains for the collapse. And that's exactly what's happening. They want to give you a boogeyman just like they've always done in the past. And they want to give you a boogeyman. They used to divide people by race, which they still do, and by a disparity of treatment. Yes, that had the effects, and they continue to do that. But now they are speeding up, and they are going to use actual ubiquitous fraud, and they're going to bring people to task. Their pansies and the scapegoats that they want to sacrifice on the altar for their overall protection and maintaining the overall control of the human race and the bondage of the human race. They're going to bring those individuals to task now, and they're going to let them lay down on the altar of sacrifice, and they're going to sacrifice them and tell you that they now have a better system. But this better system is going to require for you to give up some things too, because what they're going to do is they're also going to convict you. They're going to, especially the people here in this country, they're going to convict you of saying that you were living a lifestyle that you weren't entitled to. You had expectations, and you was anticipations of things that you weren't entitled to. You had a entitlement problem, and that is going to be what they're going to convict the U.S. population for, and they're going to convict the U.S. population, put them on the same altar of sacrifice, but they're going to present that case to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is going to respond to that by saying yes. Down with Babylon, and the war is going to come on, and they are going to require that your blood be shed in this whole country to be destroyed. Everyone along with it. No one will be immune to it all. And this is the setup, and they're going to incite different violence and incite and to create the environment for the chaos so that there will be a just case that can be presented to the world, and so that the world will finally be tired of every U.S. citizen and the U.S. way of life, because you've been exploiting the rest of the world. When this is the setup that they will have for the people of the world to fall for, it's particularly one group of people, and that people is going to be in the Eurasian nations, and they're going to move the beacon of freedom to them. This is the same setup, same thing. If you know history, it's not hard for you to play this and see this. And you can see where this country is and what the setup is. You're not going to be the beacon of freedom. You are actually going to play the role of the ones that have been exploiting. And you need to be actually brought to convicted. And actually, there needs to be some restitution. There needs to be some a form of liability payment, and there needs to be the dismantling of the system. And how this thing is going to dismantle, the exact same way it is dismantled before in the past, by way of depopulation. And what you've seen in World War II and all of that other stuff is not going to have anything compared to what they're setting up now. So these are the things that you need to be prepared for, and there are going to be opportunities for you to protect your family, but not only that, seize on the opportunities that will be there. And this is why you need to prepare. So that was that article. Next one comes from Reuters again. And yen squeeze, Nikkei, oil up as dollar slips. And this is what I said in this one. Take notice, and this has a lot of things that I post, has a lot of the Forex trading aspect to it, so that you can gain on what's going on in the movement of currency and cash throughout the world, so that some of that movement of currency and cash can go to you. This is why we trade the Forex market, and a reason why I believe you should also. And my commentary, take notice of the warning signs and position yourself to withstand a major economic, social, and geopolitical restructuring, because it is on the horizon. We are much closer today than yesterday. Next article. This is a very telling one. This one comes from, it was earlier this year. And state income tax could double to dig us out of the hole. State income tax could double to dig us out of the hole. And this comes from the ChicagoBusiness.com, and this was an article that was written earlier this year, but I posted it because this is, you're going to see how it's going to play within the next article. And this is where the This is what was said in this whole thing. The state said that the state can't go bankrupt, so we're going to have to raise taxes. Not true at all. Pretty much all the states are already bankrupt, but this was my commentary. This story from earlier in the year is gaining traction. See how people respond to this, and you should be investigating why from all sides. Read what she said about taxpayers on how the state can't go bankrupt. Well, that isn't true. Most states are already there. Put these two stories together, put in parentheses the one above, and ask yourself some very important questions before the agenda is forced upon you. So check out that article, very, very telling. And the next article that is related to this directly and is out of, let me just catch up here 1 second. And it's out of, I believe it was the Chicago Tribune. Stories are popping up. So it came out of the Chicago Tribune, and this is a very, very telling story. Listen, and I would really tell you, now is the time not to be any doubting Thomases. We are in a real financial Noah's moment where you need to really be looking at changing the way you spend your time, spend your resources, the way you save, and what you're doing with your daily life, and what you're actually positioning yourself for in the future. And I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news, because the bad news has already been reported. There will be no pensions in the future. There will be no savings of cash in the future. All of that is going to change. It's already been legislated. It's already in motion. They've already told you. So make sure that you're spending this valuable time that you have to prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and eternally, because what you do now, the body is like, your spirit is like a sponge. You are going to take what you learn now into the continuance of your whole life. And that's so important. So check out this next article. Like I said, it came from the Chicago Tribune. And it says, millionaires are leaving Chicago, report says. Millionaires are leaving Chicago more than any other city in the United States on a net basis, according to a new report. And this is from the Chicago Tribune. And this was my commentary. Some people are preparing and others aren't. Just make sure the things you're doing today will gain you leverage in the future. Tie the two stories together, the one below, and it tells you people are making ready, and that people really are. And the thing about this is a dangerous, dangerous time, because especially within our community, we don't have the capital resources to compete with other people. This is why you have to make sure that you try to earn as much as you in cash wise, as much as you possibly can, and transfer that into real assets is even faster. So, so important. And we're going to talk about that. We've been talking about that for a while. So check out those two articles. Very, very telling and very important. Next article comes from Bloomberg. London's luxury apartments sales slump triggered 20% bulk discount. And my commentary was shaping up to be far worse than the past economic crisis. If you thought the housing collapse and the economic collapse in 2008 was bad, that is nothing compared to what is going to happen. See, in that one, that was the setup for this one, because this time, this one, it's not going to be companies that just fail. It's not going to be so-called institutions that they are going to allow to be sacrificed. This time, it's going to be your accounts, your retirement, your home, your dinner table, your refrigerator, your cupboards, your savings, your lifestyle, your quality of life. Everything is going to be sacrificed in this next one. And we are very, very close to those things starting to kick off in a way in which the everyday person will now start to try to scramble to make ready for what's happening. And that is going to cause what I like to call the ultimate Black Friday sale, or the ultimate Black Friday fight for resources for just the bare necessities. You will see people actually fighting just like on some Black Friday sale, because that's why they have that type of stuff, to teach you to be the consumers and to respond that way towards each other. Not just to get you to buy their products. Yeah, the individual people within the companies thought that. But see, the real setup was for you to fight each other and to have to go from civilized to feral. But see, we don't even need to be civilized anymore. What we really need to be is the way the great creator intended us to be. One that has a harmonic existence with the ecosystem and everyone else that's involved in the ecosystem, instead of fighting everyone as a combatant and as an enemy and as an adversary. Yes, there are many people that have that type of psychology, that have that type of thought patterns, and they do engage in that type of living. Those individuals are going to have a very, very hard time in the near future. The individuals that see what's going on and can then move to reshaping, because once they start this economic collapse, they are going to be vulnerable from the common person's economy collapsing to the overall agenda and the powers that be and those demonic spirits losing their economy standing in their situational position as well. That's what we want to happen, because we want that to happen by people deciding, nope, I'm not going to play ball anymore. I am going away from this rigged game and live my life self-determining and in a state of sovereignty. That is what and how we can move past what is set up for us to fall, the trap that that has been set and laid for us to fall in. So check out that article. Next article, this one is also going to be one of the featured articles for the day, in what we need to really take a look at. And this one is Venezuela declares every Friday a holiday to save electricity. This is critical. Once again, this comes from Bloomberg. Venezuela declares every Friday a holiday to save electricity. And it says, the Venezuelan president has designated every Friday in the month of April and May as a non-working day. You are seeing the extensions of capital control, and you are seeing martial law that is starting to be brought about. And there is a reason economically. There's a reason why Venezuela, Brazil is under the economic attack that they're under right now. Just look. Why? Because this is a part of the Western banking purge, and the Western bankers are fighting back, and they are starting to try to actually weaken the overall BRIC nations as much as they possibly can. And they're going to start to try to deteriorate and dissolve those that make inroads to defeating the overall move towards the asset-based economy and moving away from the debt-based economy. The war has already started and is going to spread. So now my commentary on this was that going to happen in many places, not just in Venezuela. This model will be used here, talking about the United States, where you live. We must observe and take notice to the global agenda that we are all targeted by. And this is what I mean by that. The key in this article that you have to understand is that Venezuela declared every Friday a holiday to save electricity. This is nothing more than a run on electricity. This is, you are going to see holidays here in the United States. Venezuela's having an electricity holiday. It's a politically correct way to say they shut off your electricity. You're going to see here in the United States bank holidays. That's a politically correct way to say that you don't have access to your overall cash so that you can get the necessary staples and necessities of life. These are what you're going to see. Holidays, declarations by the government, and Fridays are very, very important. They like to pick Friday for some very demonic reason. Excuse me. And sorry about that, everyone. And you're going to see that happen. It's going to play out here where you're going to see bank holidays. And it's going to come on a Friday. And it's going to be declared by the U.S. government. And these are the things that we need to definitely know and talk about and prepare for before they happen. Next article comes from, but that is an article we're going to feature today. We hurry up so we can get into today's show. Next article is from KC Research, how to prevent hackers from erasing your bank account. Check out that article. Next article, this is all the purge that's going on here. Comes from Daily Mail. Hastert asked to court to spare him prison, cites shame and health. And this was the former Speaker of the House that was indicted for a bunch of different things. But let me tell you, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about this, and they don't talk about this. One of the things that was key with this is that he was also trying to take out all of his cash from multiple banks in order to whatever he was going to do. And yes, he probably was, and he was fully engaged in all of the stuff that they talked about. This is how you become the political figureheads and the celebrity figureheads for the agenda, because they always got dirt on you. And whenever you try to decide to play, don't play ball, they will shame you. But see, now this also could be he is being nothing more than a celebrity figurehead in acting. This all could be a setup for the purge. There is nothing that you should put past them, but what you should always put past them is go past them with your free will. Go past them with your energy. Go past them with you giving blind faith to them. Then no longer will these things happen and adversely affect us. You can't trust anything in this whole scenario that's here and anything that mainstream media is bringing you. What you really need to check everything with is with your spirit and the discernment that the great Creator God Almighty has given you. Now is the time for you to lean on the ecosystem that has been flowered in you. At some point and at some time, you're going to have to let those trees, you're going to have to let that water, you're going to have to allow those the different living entities in the ecosystem inside of you, your spirit that was given to you, for you to start to rely on it. And believe me, all of the plants, the herbs, the nutritious food and the water of life that's there will edify and sustain you. And the more importantly, you will be fulfilled and you will not have the temptation of gluttony. You will not have the temptation to say it's never enough. You won't be one in which all you care about is what happens to you. You will care about your connection with everything because you have reconnected with everything of positive and sustainable and prosperous living. This is the heaven that dwells inside of you. What needs to be really taken care of? Now, next one, article, and I'm going to kind of start to talk about this more. And this one comes from universetoday.com. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to start the introduction of some things from this area from the Book of Enoch. This is Planet X linked to mass extinctions, Universe Today says. Two researchers believe the hypothesis Planet 9 may have been responsible for a cycle of extinction seen in the, I think it is, I believe it says in the Bible, I can't see the rest of it, but check out that article. There is definitely more than historical evidence of it all, and by way of legacy, but there's also physical and tangible evidence of the existence of that, and now they're starting to admit it. But see, this is the one thing. You got to be careful of what they're going to admit, because one of the things that they said that they were going to use, they were going to use terrorism, and then they were going to use EVTs, extraterrestrial entities, or UFOs and that type, and ETs, but what they call them is EBTs, extraterrestrial biological entities, to fooling you. And they've already had that technology through holograms, and they're going to use religion also. And the holograms that they can do, just go back to Coachella, the Coachella Fest, where Snoop and Dr. Dre came on stage. I forget what year it was. I believe it was 2012 or 2013. I can't really remember, where they had a hologram image of Tupac on stage. That technology is there. And they put that out so that they, and to tell you, and to give you a clue of what is capable. And everybody that was there was shocked. They actually thought that Pac was alive. And that was because of a couple of things. They were drunk and they was high. And they're trying to get everybody as drunk and as high as they possibly can get, so that they can use some of the technology that the discerning eye and the discerning mind and the consciousness that in which you make your decisions on will guide you to say, nope, that's fake and fraudulent. I'm not buying it. So, and this is why they're attacking that through their genetically modified foods, the vaccinations, and the poisoning of the air and the water. So check out this article. Very, very important. Next one comes from Bloomberg. U.S. braces for the worst earnings season since 2009, crisis chart. You need to know that. Next one, this one comes from YouTube. Nibiru at sunset, no mistake, Seattle, Washington, April 2016. Check out that. And then this one comes from express.co.uk. And you know, when I first started talking about this, a lot of people was like, what are you talking about, David, this stuff? And I told this, you know, one of my best friends about this. And then, you know, it's like, man, no way in the world. And I said, man, they're going to say this. And then what happens? They started to divulge that, yep, it is there, because they're going to use this to their advantage. But check out this. And this one comes from express.co.uk. Mystery Planet 9 that once destroyed Earth could do it again. And it says this one, a top space scientist has claimed that a mystery planet that wiped out the Earth millions of years ago could actually do that again this month. And they're saying because of the overall debris field that is starting to spew. I posted here where Jupiter, they recorded where Jupiter was hit with a massive, massive celestial object. And you can actually see it. And it was huge. Now, do you believe everything they tell you? No, because they can actually devise things, because, you know, but the Earth is changing. Like I said, you know, before, I just thought it was so weird that right now, just some of the evidence that's happening, one, the sun is acting much different than it's acted before. And that's, you know, the solar minimum that we're going through. They're talking about global warming. No, it's not global warming. We're actually going through a mini ice age because the overall sun activity is slowing down. And then also, you know, the sun is going down. I noticed that the sun is actually setting at a different time than what I've been used to in the past. And, you know, I haven't done any studies on this, but it was just something that I noticed, that this early in the spring, in the beginning of April, the sun was still up at 8 o'clock in the evening before setting, to where you could still see the golden hour. The blue hour hadn't even come into play yet. And it was within the blue hour, but the sun was still visible where you could see it. And this was something that is very odd to me. And then there are some other things that people are picking up. And I think you should definitely take notice to some of those things, too. Very telling as to where we are. As Solomon said in, biblically and was recorded, that there's nothing new under the sun. And most people think that that meant that there's nothing new that people do here. No, that's true. But Solomon didn't say that from that standpoint, because we are not under the sun. That's a misconception. We actually rotate around it. We are not under the sun. But there are celestial objects and celestial planets and celestial activity that actually comes from under the sun. And one of the things is that, like Dr. Robert Harrington said, that they found the historical planet X known as Nibiru. And this is what I believe that they were referring to as coming before they killed Dr. Robert Harrington. We played that here before, and we'll definitely catch up on that. Next article, we've got to move right along, is from Science Alert. There are more obese people than skinny people in the world. And I said, doesn't matter. All people today are unhealthy due to depopulation programs. This is nothing more than a psyop of divide and conquer. Population control seeks to kill both. So get in the best shape you can possibly be in, not for any for not any other reason than it's best, and then it's the best thing for you. This is what they also do. It's a psychological thing that they play there. Very, very telling. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Dark times. California preparing for blackouts amidst Porto Ranch gas leak. Now, they're turning out the lights all over. And this is a play of control. So check this out. And this is something that California, not only California, is going to spread pretty much everywhere. Next one, U.S. Cyber Command, North Command feud over who's in charge of cyberspace. From Sputnik. Next article, EU fear of normalization ties with Iran without U.S. permission. This is the global war being played from, but based off economics, because Europe is actually buying Iranian oil and not using the dollar to do it. This is means that your way of life is being sacrificed. The currency that you rely on to live and the one that you've been taught to actually worship and to do any kill, destroy, lie, ruin relationships over, we've all been taught those things, but we got to walk away from that stuff. Because that is the addiction to cash that we have. Cream, cash rules everything around me. No, the cash does not rule anything in me, nor should it rule anything in you. So check out that article. Next one. This is a very important one that we're going to pick up later on. This is geoengineeringwatch.org. This is a very important story on the depopulation agenda. Death by ecocide. This is an article you don't want to miss out on. Next, we have from oil price. Why oil prices will rise and many pundits will be caught by surprise. You too, please don't let that catch you off guard. The debt bubble is about to burst. Could this be the curtains for the stock market? And this comes from economicandmarkets.com. Then this one's another good one. Need to know, I prefer vitamin D3 instead of just vitamin D. Daily dose of vitamin D improves functions of damaged hearts. I prefer, like I said, vitamin D3. Next one, this comes from the prison studies. Highest to lowest prison population, total world prison beat. Brief. If you look at the United States, both Russia and China combined still do not have the prison population that the U.S. has. Very telling. There is a reason for that. The great old slavery never ended. What they did is they just changed it and put it, the plantation of enslavement, on a 4x7 inch piece of paper known as the dollar bill. That's what controls the overall prison, the enslavement of people in this country primarily. So check out that article. Next one. China orders attack subs to U.S. West Coast. And this happened last week. This comes from yournewswire.com. Check this one out. Then today's show is going to be about Venezuela and Puerto Rico the entry point of economic destruction. The people are suffering from the design plan to rob all from true prosperity. This will be seen, experienced, and lived here in even more profound, in a more profound way in the near future here in the U.S. So that's what today's show is going to be on today. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're definitely going to look at what's going on in Puerto Rico and look what's going on in Venezuela, because it's so, so telling and very important, and things that you need to know about it and to actually position yourself and position your family. You have a responsibility, especially for those of you here on Tando Radio Show, because you are have been made aware. And this is nothing new. What I don't want you to be caught with is that, man, I knew it, but I didn't do anything about what I could do when I could. Even if you can just do the minimum things, that is better than doing nothing at all, because those, the things that you do now is going to be able to help and assist you get through what you are going to be forced in through fear, because you didn't prepare. And you don't want to. An emotional decision is always the worst one that you can ever make. Your decisions need to be based in principle. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, definitely. And there, there was one question that was inside of Tando Radio Show that I will definitely address. A person asked the question, I will answer that on air. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, without a doubt, give us a call. And the number is 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, and we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And it is a Thursday, April the 7th. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. Very, very important things. You know, there was a great question that was asked on our Facebook page that I want to address. And let me just pull this up really quickly here to get to it. A sister asked a great question. Here it comes. Just move this down. And it was Sister Watson. And her question, she said, "Hello, I was wondering your position on global warming." Well, I believe, and from the standpoint, well, let me read the rest of it. "I was wondering what your position on global warming and your thoughts on credit. Will a line of credits, and your thoughts on credit. Will a line of credit, credit scores, use of credit be important in the near future? How will either of these affect Black people? Not sure if this makes any sense." It makes perfect sense. Great question for the sister that sent that in, Sister Watson. And what I would say, let me start with global warming. Yes, I believe there's global warming. I believe it's called the spring and the summer. It's a season. And everything that we have is, you know, seasonal part of the ecosystem. Do I believe man's version and Al Gore's version of the unconventional or something truth and all of that stuff? I don't watch stuff like that. I don't know. Whatever it was. I don't believe anything that man says on a governmental level because they've lied about everything and there's no reason for them ever to tell the truth. Everything that they do is a matter of taking more and more from you. The global warming that they say is because of you, which see, they try to place the blame on you. You driving the work, you using your cars and everything else. The same infrastructure that these numbnuts and these idiots have put into place, and they want to say is because of the corporations with their pollution and everything else. Yes, there is pollution, but it is not enough. The pollution cannot overly saturate and destroy the ecosystem that is in place, because they're trying to give you saying that there's global warming based on the pollution that's in the air. Air is not as dense as water. There is more water on this planet than there is land surface. Not only that, the oceans, the depths of the ocean haven't even been explored fully to the deepest basins. So water is much more denser than air. So as evaporation goes into play, the real barometer of the temperature on this planet is, one, the water, and not only that, two, it is the sun and the overall environment and the conditions of the solar system and the universe that we're in. See, they want to give you the sense that so that you can live in a smaller home, smaller car, even though that stuff is not bad. But see, they want to do it from a standpoint of punishing and penalizing you. They want to do that so that you'll work harder, get less, become more of a slave, and believe their propaganda. They want to tax you. And the thing about the global warming is this, which no one talks about. Global warming is going to justify the depopulation of the planet, because they're saying it's too many people. That means it's population control. So Obama and all you other people, forget you. You're full of it. But see, you sold out to this overall agenda, talking about these celebrity political figures, because you have actually decided to go along with the depopulation control. And we need to stop worshiping and giving credence and energy to these people, these demonic people. Global warming is another way to say population control, which means depopulation program. Global warming is the death, one of the death tactics for depopulation, because that's what they intend to do. They intend to work you to death. They intend to stress you out to death. They intend to make you sick. Yes, the pollution that's put in the air is making you sick. And guess what? They're doing it. They're actually inventing this and allowing and actually they're not allowing. They are actually interjecting this into the system because they know it has an adverse effect on your health. Then they're going to tax you for it. Then some nun like Ted Turner and Gates will get up and say, "Listen, It's too many people on the world because of the pollution. Oh, when are we going to wake up to what these people are saying? Why in the world would we trust anything looking at the historical evidence of how these fraternities of government have treated the masses of people on this planet? But see, the thing is that it happens only because we allow it. If we follow a fool, who's more to blame? We are. So that's my position on global warming. There is no such thing as global warming in the contents and with in the lies which they tell you. And they're going to say, oh, this scientist and that science. Scientists, really? You're going to believe their science? See, we believe their science because they have this degree and that degree, because it comes from the institutions that they have created, the obedient schools of deception. That's been charted by the Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church. Have nothing against people that are Catholic, have everything against the demonic rituals that go on in there. But I do have a question for the people that aren't Roman Catholic. What in the world are you doing? Why are you allowing what they've been doing? They blatantly told you that they're raping and destroying children, and you're not even looking at why are they doing it, because they're following a demonic practice. What are you doing about it? You're condoning it. Condoning it. And until you're ready to face that and think, it doesn't matter what you say, it only matters what you do.
Introduce.
Only matters what you do. So now, her next question. My thoughts on credit. Credit. Credit is a form of destruction and enslavement. The wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt slash credit. Now you know what my thoughts of that are. Will a line of credit scores be used, use of credit be important in the near future? Yes. For those that participate in use it by the way that the stress and the number that they put. Think about your credit score. It's your slave number, along with your social security number. It tells how good of a slave you've been. They score you. I'm going to score you, slave, over this slave over here. This is a good slave. This is a bad slave. What are they doing? They're scoring you to the obedience of a fraudulent contract from the very beginning. From the mortgages to everything else. All of those things have been nothing but fraudulent contracts. You don't think it's true? How about do some research about it and you'll see. Every contract that you sign is just like you signing a death sentence that you made with the devil, because you lose your soul on that. There's nothing that they give you that is for your overall gain. Everything that they give you is for your social, economic, spiritual destruction. Credit score is no different. They're going to score you. Now, one of the things about credit I will say is this. We play credit totally wrong. We play credit totally wrong. We think because of a contractual credit, we think our real credit is the contractual credit that they score. It's not it. It's your dependency on cash is the one that really matters. And most of us think of getting out of debt. We need to get out of debt. You'll never get out of debt if you have your savings in cash, because that is a debt instrument. A debt instrument is a credit instrument. But see, we don't know this because they didn't teach us this in the school of obedience. What they told us to do is to hold as much of it as we possibly can, because it ultimately is going to choke us. She asked, is this going to be important in the future? Yes. It will be a way in which they will enslave you even more into the overall debt prisons. Will be very important. And the thing about most of us is that we'll go right along with it. And then we blame other people. Yeah, well, they should have did this. The whole system is fraudulent. You know, we arrogantly say and look at this other person and frown upon this other person only because we think we safe. Well, everybody always thinks we were safe until the ship hits the iceberg, and then their life rafts are already gone and there's no one, and then you on that sinking ship. where the sinking ship that Mr. Smith hit an iceberg on. But in actuality, it was doomed from the start because the insurance policy on it ensured that it was going to go down. We have to remove ourselves and to really look at what's going on. This sister's question, and I know this sister is really sharp. Can tell from her question, I don't know who she is, but she's really sharp. She really asked this question for even more reasons of just asking it. And yes, it will play a role in the future. And it will have an effect on Black people. It will have this effect on Black people. We will, what we thought was a bad situation with enslavement here is going to be far worse. Those FEMA camps and all of those other things, believe me, they are going to be disproportionately filled with people that are poor and haven't prepared because they have been relying and distracted from the truth. And the people that have been distracted from the truth are going to be more, even more adversely affected. And our community is purposely the last to know about a lot of things. One, because vehicles like Black Talk Radio Network in the past haven't been able to sustain its overall trajectory because, not because the will wasn't there, the people weren't. The things that talk about here on Black Talk Radio Network in Kando is not popular. It's not celebrity driven. You won't hear me talk about one sporting event, the score of this or the score of that. You won't hear me talking about other from the standpoint of us realizing the charade and the trap that these celebrity figureheads known as stars, known as fallen stars, just like the ones that fell to this planet and living in a living entity form to enslave and do harm, that is the ritual that is followed. And Black people will be used just like every other people will be used. They will use the new rules. And the thing about it is that we will surrender to those rules. That is the real problem. We have surrendered to those rules because we so want to be accepted because we have destroyed our own self-image and we have no connection. We've decided to follow and to sign a contract with Satan instead of telling Satan, we live on everything that proceeds out of the great creator God's almighty mouth. And until we do that, will we be adversely affected? More than adversely affected. We will claim our cage as our home. So, hope answered the question, sister. And this is the agenda that we're really have to decide. Are we going to continue to play by their rules, or are we going to establish the great and reintroduce and reconnect with the great ecosystem that God Almighty has created that's sustainable and prosperous? So great question, and look forward to hearing from you again. And at any time, sister, give us a call on Kando Radio Show. You can if you want to respond to it, I think it would be great. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. Sister Watson, looking forward to talking to you. Okay, so today's show, what I want to do, let me set that up. Today's show, very important. Want to look at what's going on in Venezuela and Puerto Rico. What I want to do first, as I want to take a look at, which time we got? Okay, I want to take a look at Puerto Rico first. Puerto Rico is a total everything that's going on there is a setup and a sham. And this is the same thing that you're going to see playing out. And a lot of us don't realize, think that we can disconnect ourselves from Puerto Rico. No, 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 you can't. Because Puerto Rico is actually the inroads to your overall economic destruction. One of the ways is not the primary way, but it's just one of the many ways in which they are going to get inroads to you. And the thing about it is that they want to get inroads from plausible deniability so you won't put two and two together and come up with all of them are in on it. Not four, two and two equals four. Two and two, all of them are involved in this. And everything that they do is fraudulent. And everything that they taught us has been a lie. And everything in which they give us enslaves us. And everything that they create is there to destroy our sovereignty, our free will, and our prosperity, so that our prosperity will be lost. So there is something that happened in Puerto Rico yesterday. I'm going to play this video. I want you to hear. This comes from Democracy Now. Good. It's really short. It's 5 minutes. But you really need to pay attention to what's going on. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to jump into Venezuela. You need to start putting all this together, because this substantiates and validates why you need to be preparing, why you need to be reallocating your time to the truth and living the truth and establishing relationships with people around you that you can rely on, and you can rely on them. And this is something that we must do in order to position ourselves accordingly. So let's check out this article from Democracy Now!
On Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. The Puerto Rican Senate and the House of Representatives there have both passed an emergency declaration authorizing the governor to suspend payments on $72 billion in public debt, setting up a dramatic showdown between Puerto Rico and hedge funds amidst the island's historic debt crisis. The bill authorizes the Puerto Rican governor to, quote, protect the health, security, and public welfare by using government funds first and foremost for public services. The dramatic move comes one day after a group of hedge funds sued to freeze the assets of Puerto Rico's government development bank in efforts to stop the bank from spending money on the island that the hedge funds want to go toward upcoming debt payments. Juan, you write about this in your column in the New York Daily News. Talk about the significance of what just took place this morning.
All right. Well, I had a column last night, and the final result was not clear yet, because on Tuesday morning, the Puerto Rico Senate at 2:30 in the morning approved a moratorium on debt, declared in effect an emergency, a public emergency in Puerto Rico, and authorized the governor under the Constitution to suspend all debt payments until January of next year. Then what happened, though, that it was an all-day debate in the lower house, the House of Representatives in Puerto Rico. The Puerto Rico bonds dropped to their lowest level on the markets in history, and there was a huge press by lobbyists, financial industry lobbyists, to stop the House from voting. Then around 1 a.m. this morning, by the barest of majorities, I think 26 votes, which is the bare majority needed, the governor managed to get through a similar bill in the House of Representatives. Not exactly the same as the Senate bill. It doesn't decree an immediate suspension of the payment, but authorizes the governor on a case-by-case basis to suspend any debt payment of either the government of Puerto Rico or the public authorities of Puerto Rico. So basically, it sets up a collision now between Wall Street on the one hand and also with Washington. Because there are two things that really have spurred this. One was that on Monday, a group of hedge funds went into court to try to basically freeze the assets of the government development bank because they're afraid that the bank is using money that should be going to bondholders to help the government pay its debts. Pay its services for public services. And then two is last week, the Republicans in the House finally revealed their proposal for Puerto Rico, which in essence is a complete takeover of Puerto Rico. One former governor of Puerto Rico called this control board that the Republicans would set up a dictatorial and colonial board, because it would allow the president to name five people to an oversight board in Puerto Rico, only one of whom has to be a resident of Puerto Rico. The other four could live in the United States, be residents of the United States. But more importantly, unlike the D.C. bill, because in 95, when the government established a control board over District of Columbia, the president named five members from the control board with in consultation with the Congress. But the president basically got to name them, Bill Clinton. This time, the Republicans are proposing that President Obama would, four of the people named by President Obama would have to come from a list provided either by Speaker Ryan or by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So four would be Republicans, and only one would be a Democrat. So it would be, in essence, a Republican takeover of Puerto Rico, and that board would have the right to must approve all budgets, all laws that would be passed by the...
Sounds like the city manager laws in Michigan.
Yes, exactly.
That led to the poisoning of the water supply.
They could also have to approve all contracts of over $1 million. They could create a sub-minimum wage for young people. They could privatize the electric company. Basically, a complete financial dictatorship over Puerto Rico. But the difference between the District of Columbia and these financial management boards is that 60 years ago, the United States went to the United Nations and declared that Puerto Rico was no longer a colony because it had self-government. And precisely, it said to the United Nations that the President of the United States and the Congress no longer appoint any officials of the Puerto Rico government. This bill would do just the opposite. It would create the most powerful officials in the Puerto Rican government, that it would control the entire economy of the island. So it's a direct contravention of what the United States justified to the United Nations for removing Puerto Rico from the list of colonies.
Okay, that was from Democracy Now. And the one thing that the lady said, this is the same thing that was done in the city management in Michigan. She's talking about in Detroit. But the difference is, yes, that was the case, but this is much different. This is the exact same thing that happened in Greece, is what's happening in Puerto Rico. And let me tell you, they're giving the appearance that the Puerto Rican government is fighting back. Why? Because they want the trick in everything. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They want them to believe that their government and the government process is the right way for the people to respond and to let their so-called elected officials do the things, do the take care of the people and to fight for them. And this is the hero. And this is what you call subversion by infiltration. They want this to happen. They wanted this to happen. Because they're still going to take all the resources from the people of Puerto Rico. And they're going to use that as a way to get everything from here. This will give them plausible deniability for what? The bond market and the derivatives to explode. As we speak right now, Deutsche Bank is on the verge in Germany of collapsing. And once that, one of the largest banks in the world, collapses because they have one of the largest derivatives exposure, all of those derivatives will explode collectively, not simultaneously, but one by one, it will all start to implode and there will be an economic fire. It will be the destroying of the world by fire next time. This will be the economic inferno. The global economic inferno. And that's the setup. See, they want the people to think that these elected officials are really doing something for them. That's what they wanted you to think. That's how you, a lot of people here were so enthralled and so enamored with the person, the CEO, the celebrity CEO of this country right now. Fell for the same tricks over and over again. See, Puerto Rico The whole thing is they're telling you what they want. They want the resources. They'll tell you that. But how they're going to take them from you and how they're going to take them from the people is the key. Now, a lot of people will say, well, they want the resources, give it to them. Well, every time you get resources, that's how you can control and enslave everybody. Because people need the resources in order to have sustainability. See, when you control the resources, that is the essence of a government, to rule. And if you don't have anything that over the people in order to rule, you won't have any people to control. Kind of hard to be a ruler with no one afraid of you, no one paying taxes to them, no one giving a darn what you say or what you think. You're not ruling anything. But see, that's what the case is globally. And this is why this whole thing is a charade. But now, here's what's important about this. The important thing about this is that everything that they've ever promised you economically, they've already stolen. And so because it's already been stolen, and really, they don't care what they promise you, they're going to break their promise. How many of you ever think that you're ever going to get a sincere obligation or a sincere promise fulfilled from the satanic rituals of this world? But really, how many of us think that? But obviously, many of us think that because we don't think that they are engaged in these types of practices, because we haven't done any research on it at all. If you do any research on it at all, you will see, and you will see quite quickly, because they don't hide it, because they don't even respect you enough to have the stuff in secret. They just tell you that they have secrets. The secrets that they do have is how and which and best tactics to psychologically control man. That's the secrets that they keep, the secrets of using technology against you. So Puerto Rico is the inroad to you, because Puerto Rico is going to go through the same thing that Cyprus and Greece went through. You are going to see bank holidays. You are going to see bank closures. You are going to see where the bondholders say, okay, you want to play hardball? Now we're going to bring the pain. And they're going to bring the pain to the people until the people say, okay, 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 we surrender. They always want to hear you surrender. They always want you to get on your knees and bow. They're going to first try to trick you to do it. Then they're going to try to threaten you to do it. Then they're going to offer you a deal to do it. They're going to attack your spirit, your mind, and your body. And this is what they always do and what we need to know. Puerto Rico is going to try to fight, but see, the whole thing is such a charade. The whole fight is fixed. It's a fixed fight. And that was a little clue to the people that have taken the precious metals class. This fight is fixed. And they want the people to think that they're going to actually engage in some form of liberation, in some form, and have some form of recourse, some form of legal recourse. How are you going to have a legal recourse when the institutions of the legalities are all corrupt? Completely corrupt, for an agenda to appear that they're working for you, but they actually are working against you in all phases and all. It doesn't matter who you are. You think you're getting over because you are a different race, because you're rich, because you're this or that. They don't give a darn about you. It just so happens that right now your dumb butt fits what they want to do. And at the appropriate time, they're going to slay you too. This is why every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. You lose your soul. So this was what was significant. The newly, and this is what it says, the government stressed And this is an article. The Commonwealth is insolvent. And this comes from the article that we posted inside of Tando. The Commonwealth is insolvent. And the situation requires a responsible effort to finding a solution. Finding a solution. You're right. We remain committed to working with all stakeholders to reach a mutual beneficial outcome that ends to the end. This is what the governor of Puerto Rico said on Wednesday. This legislation provides us, because they did this, this legislation came on Tuesday. This legislation provides us with the tools to address the highest priorities of needs, providing essential services to our people without fear of retribution. See, they're always going to try to give you articulate tongue and articulate appearance. They always want to give you a clean cut so that you'll think that this individual that you see in front of you is someone that you can trust, and you'll blindly follow them. Don't care about what people say. Look at what they do. And you're going to see, watch how the governor of Puerto Rico changes in the coming months. Just like in Cyprus, just like in Italy, oh man, just like in the United States. The so-called leaders that you think have always been in your corner have always been brokering a deal with the devil. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil comes to them and it tempts just their flesh. It doesn't even get to their soul or their mind. Doesn't even get that far. They give them cream because it rules everything around them. So it goes on to say, the governor stressed that his administration has acted in a responsible manner as we seek to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the people of Puerto Rico. Sounds good. So do civil rights sound good. But the devil is always in the details. Civil rights, one of the worst things that ever happened to us as a people. Because we were fooled into thinking something. Didn't read it. We didn't see what was in the devilish contract. So it goes on. The newly signed Puerto Rican Emergency Memorandum and Financial Rehabilitation Act also employs the governor, also empowers the governor to the order of financial battering, the Government Development Bank to restrict the outflow of cash in a bid to stabilize its dwindling liquidity, which stood at roughly $560 million as of April the 1st. According to the bill, initial plans called for having the governor sign an executive order to this effect immediately following the enactment of the moratorium on the legislature's source. Sources said. Several sources told Caribbean Business the urgency to enact the bill stems from a concern that municipalities and other public entities will require withdrawals of funds each has entitled holdings in the bank, which will further jeopardize the GDB's operation. This legislation also helps the government's development bank address its difficult situation in an orderly manner, the governor said. Past midnight Wednesday, the House approved the legislation with an amendment with a 26-21 vote tally. After a day-long impasse over the bill, the majority of the labor of the lawmakers hampered out a consensus to pass without alteration. The version of the Senate approved the night before. Representatives passed the bill after the House Treasury Committee Chairman Hernandez gave up on attempts to take out the general obligations, the GO's, debt from the governor's moratorium. Listen, let me tell you something. They want to give you the appearance that they're up all night brokering these deals. They want to give you the appearance that they're really working for you. That's the whole key to magic. They want the people to believe that they are actually working for them. When these individuals are actually being paid, not by the people, they are actually paid to exploit the people. Exploit them even to the highest to make them think that you have their best interest at hand. The governments of all of the world are in one big fraternity against you. And at some point, at some time, regardless of what they say, there's never anything that they ever do that substantiates and validates what their lying mouths say. Their intentions are to serve the fascist corporations that are led by sociopaths that are getting orders from psychopaths. And this is the current state in which we call, and they have coined, for you to accept society, civilization. In order for you to get ahead in this world, these are the things that you must do. But there's a global awakening that's happening. And this global awakening is in people are starting to see the global power of each individual. And this is a very dangerous time. And this is why they move, because the people are becoming noisy. And the powers in the order that is in existence hates the noise. It threatens their stability. So they move into their coordinated plans that have worked so well in the past of depopulation to bring about fear and to physically remove those individuals that they no longer can tame. They no longer can threaten and intimidate and garnish the appropriate fear for people to bend at their knees, bend at the waist, and bend their necks and surrender. This is going to, you're going to continue to see that this is going to get even larger as time goes on. Puerto Rico is already, the economic collapse is already in full effect. The key is to position and remove yourself from its ill effect and to place yourself in a position of advantage of you being self-determining what your outcome will be based off of the principles of your moral convictions, your thoughts, your energy, your spirit, and more importantly, the free will that the great creator God Almighty has given you. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to look at this, take a look at Venezuela, then we're going to tie them all in together and see how this is all part of a charade. And they're moving quickly with this portion of the depopulation and fear program. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. At any time you can call in, I will stop whatever it is that we're doing, except if a video is playing, to get to your call, because it's just that important. Your questions are so, so important, because a question is more important than the answer, because the key is for you to start thinking and have questions and start to devise your overall plan. So, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, it's time to look at what's going on in Venezuela and to see how this is all collectively being put together for the overall fear surrenderance that they want you to engage in. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. God willing, we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. for only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back today in the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And just been for all of you that have been listening for a while, I truly, truly do appreciate you all, and I hope that you all have learned something and that you have gained something from listening to Tando, listening to Black Talk Radio Network. So want to continue in today's show. Right now, we just talked about Puerto Rico. If you have any questions or comments about Puerto Rico, if you have seen this anywhere before, yes, it was some of the same programs that they did in Detroit, but it's more of what's going on in Greece is really the real thing in Cyprus, because Greece and Cyprus have more resources than Detroit, but Detroit is very critical as a strategical position within the United States because of a lot of reasons. One is the exposure to the lakes and everything else, and the overall infrastructure that's there. That's why you saw what you were seeing there. Puerto Rico's demise is actually every person here that has a public or a corporate pension fund, and every person here that has a bank account, and every person that's relying upon the government for their overall part of their sustainability economically. Puerto Rico is going to be where your actual livelihood goes to die. And it's going to stem from there and make its way and cross-pollinate here. And this is what they want it to happen. But what I want to do now is to take a look at what's going on down in Venezuela. And there's a reason why Venezuela and Brazil is being attacked the way it is being attacked. And then there's also some things that you need to see that's there. Some of the same tactics are going to be used here because it's going to be done by the same demonic entities and their agendas, the conspiracy agenda that they have. And they like to use the same, it's called the MO, modus of operandi, how they operate. And it's really easy. Means, motive, opportunity is what you need to, means, motive, opportunity, and who had something to gain from it all is what you need to be a good investigator to tie those things. And you should never care where the truth leads you. The key is to get to it. And that once you are able to do that, you're able to really look at things from a practical principle standpoint so that you can see and find where the truth stands. So let's go to check out what's going on in Venezuela. Then we're going to come back and talk about that. And at any time, definitely now is the time to jump in and talk about what it is that we've been talking about today. Or if you have any other question about anything, the question that the sister asked about global warming and credit and everything else, if you have a response or a question about that, definitely you could do that then. So let's go to this next video talking about Venezuela. Then we're actually going to take a look at some of the things that's going on in Venezuela, which directly will be the same tactics will be used against you. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
This is Grudowski of WeAreChange.org here in the barrios of Caracas, Venezuela, one of the top murder capitals of the world. What am I doing here? I'm crazy. As a journalist, I try to give you stories that all the other journalists are afraid to show you. I want to show you the raw truths of exactly what's happening in this world, but I think I did too much coming here to Venezuela. I'm joined by another crazy man, the one and only Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante, and the things that we have experienced, the things that we have seen here in Venezuela are absolutely insane. Jeff, just go off some of the things we saw here.
Well, I think just coming out of the airport and being told by, we actually were met by some people that we knew, and them telling us that this is the most dangerous area, is just walking out of the airport. And then we found out after we left that just a few hours earlier, a man was killed. They attempted to rob or kidnap him, and then he was killed. That was just our initial. Of course, we had to change money inside the airport because to get the amount of hyperinflation here is actually just unbelievable. You need a backpack full of money to buy a dinner. And then once we got into town, it was just crazy story after crazy story of, and we're just seeing the lineups. This is a true country in collapse. This is a hyperinflation and socialism reaching its ultimate end.
This is a true economic Armageddon. Venezuela is in a state of emergency right now. Its currency has been devalued 92% since the last 2 years alone. And the things we have been experiencing here, I mean, I grew up in Brooklyn in the 90s. I saw people shot. I saw people stabbed. My friends got killed. I went through all that. But what I've experienced here is far more than I thought I would ever see anywhere in the world. And it's like the criminality is brought on by the government as a way to control the people. Like, we were driving by and our fixer showed us this huge, huge building. And he was like, yeah, this is a building, a skyscraper that's being run by a criminal organization. There's people squatting in there, and this is where all the kidnapping happens. But you walk around town and there's government mandated signs saying gun-free zones everywhere you go. And no smoking signs. While there's massive, incredible crime, our fixer lost two of his best friends who were murdered on two separate incidences just 6 months ago alone. I mean, we were out just walking around last night. Just tell us, like, what was like that experience for you?
It's the first time I've really seen anything like this. It's truly reaching the end of the socialism here. They're reaching its ultimate end that socialism always ends in. It's also reaching just the end of the currency, the hyperinflation. And I've heard it's hundreds of percent a month right now. And we went to some of the restaurants, and all the prices on the menu are in paper. And they like taped onto the menu because they have to change it every week, and sometimes even more than that. It's changing that fast. It's really like, it's interesting. And you brought up the gun-free zones. That's the most interesting part to me, is no one is allowed to have a gun, and this is the murder capital of the world. So we walk into the hotel at night because we're a little crazy. We're told by everyone, don't go out, and we went out. There was no one anywhere. It was like a ghost town. And when we get back, the security guard is hiding behind a door because he doesn't have a gun, and the bad people all have guns.
Yeah. Security guards are not allowed to have guns here. There's gun-free zones everywhere, and criminality and murder and kidnapping is at a level that is extremely, extremely shocking. Our fixer has a huge medical kit with him in case me and Jeff get stabbed or shot here. We have tinted out windows so no one sees who we are. We always got to lock the door. Last night we were walking with a mutual Tinder match that we had, and we were walking from a car to another secure kind of castle club area behind. And as we're walking, she just sees a regular guy, and she's like, and she's running. And we're like, whoa, what the hell? Like, I'm just like mentally getting prepared for anything to happen. And it's just another guy walking down the street. We're driving around and it's totally, completely locked down. I mean, you're going to see some more footage on this YouTube channel as well as Jeff's YouTube channel. But like, just no one out on the streets at all. I saw this one crazy 6'5", 350-pound dude who had his hands taped, and he would just clench his knuckles. Just one dude, and it was just like a scene out of The Purge, Anarchy. And it was literally like we're being like transported around. Like, okay, let's go quickly here. You know, security guards everywhere. But of course, as you said, we're walking into the hotel room. The people working in the hotel are like in past three doors, right, threw like a little doorway looking when we came in, and they barricaded the doors with the luggage carriers because
like
they're even up.
Like, yeah, that would stop anyone. So those luggage carriers that the valets have, they just put them all in front of the doors. Like, that should do it.
Yeah. We walked in, and they're like, just shockingly looked at us and then like quickly went back to their business, but they were behind like three other doors that they could easily lock and protect themselves in, which kind of gives me the idea that the government here kind of uses this criminality, uses this violence as a way to control the people. So people think we need more police, we need more government. And the criminals here are running around just doing whatever they want, kidnapping whoever they want, murdering whoever they want with pure impunity. Meanwhile, the government sends in their agents to every business, to every private place, to every public park to make sure that everyone has mandated signs that say no smoking, no guns, and you can't be racist. With 50 permits that a restaurant has to have, and they are spending their resources here in Venezuela to making sure that everything is socially acceptable, that people are not violating the gun-free zones, which are insane. I mean, talk about more about this kind of state that the people here in Venezuela, because we've seen everything here.
Yeah, when you talk about the state of the people, it's just, you can just really see it, how it permeates in the whole culture. No one looks each other in the eye. No one's friendly. Even the waiter at a restaurant, and I don't know if that's cultural or not, but they're just not friendly at all. It's just, everyone is really in a bad mood here. You brought up the movie The Purge: Anarchy. I hate that title because true anarchy is just without a government, and we would have a much more peaceful and prosperous world. Really what it should be called is the Purge: statism at its worst, turned off at the worst moment. Yeah. And that's sort of what we're seeing here. And in actuality, for all those people who like Bernie Sanders as one example, this is what he talks about. He talks about this is his country. This should be like the perfect place to show what he wants, because he wants extreme socialism. That's what they have here, and has caused so much poverty. We're sitting here in the barrios right now. He wants guns to be taken away. They've done that. How did that work out? You can even just look at Chicago with their gun-free zones to see how that works out. He wants to actually take control of the money supply and then probably print a lot more money, and that'll turn into hyperinflation, which they have here. So this really is not that much different than what he's talking about. And I'm a anarchist, so I don't want I'm not saying Donald Trump's going to be a heck of a lot better, but for those people who do like Bernie Sanders, come to Venezuela, check it out. It's great.
Yeah, so social planning at its best, with lines down the block for just basic necessities, line down the blocks for public transportation that is insufficient, you know. And then a lot of people talk about the toilet paper, with the government setting up a set price so poor people could afford a toilet paper. There's no toilet paper in different stores. We were, you know, obviously we didn't face that same amount of suffering as the average people here do, but we're trying to experience it as best as we can by giving you a full, raw, uncensored picture of everything that we are experiencing here. And it's also fair to mention that, you know, Venezuela is a petro state. The United States and Saudi Arabia, overproducing oil, are now also destroying this economy. It's also fair to say that the United States sanctions here have not helped. It's also fair to say that with everything that has been happening with the U.S. aid also funding the groups here has not helped in any way, shape, or form. But overall, from my experiences here, this government here is run by criminals. This is a criminal state run by a few people. Total mafia, and I mean, what else can we say? One other topic I wanted to bring up with Jeff is specifically, he has a new video out that's getting a lot of hits on the internet, specifically dealing with the economic forecast of the United States. We could only pray that it doesn't get as bad as it is here in the United States, but what just tell us about your new video. What are your predictions, and how has this kind of experience kind of added to the wealth of information that you do provide?
Well, you brought up a great point that the problems here aren't solely just caused by things here in the country. A lot of them are. I'd say a good 80% are, but a lot of it is the world controllers, the financial elites, and we were at Bilderberg last year. They are planning a massive collapse of the entire global economy. I just put out a video on it. It's going really viral right now. Everyone should check it out. You'll have a link to it down below in your notes. I'm expecting a complete chaos, collapse, and crisis this year, to happen this year by October of this year. And a lot of people might say I'm crazy, but you know, Luke, and we've been to Bilderberg and all these things, there are people controlling these things. They do want want certain things to happen. And I say in the video that it's likely that they want to cause complete economic collapse, a lot like here in Venezuela. This might even be a test case. And then to bring in essentially what they have here in Venezuela all over the world, more gun laws, more rules, more regulations, military, martial law, all those sort of things, capital controls, travel controls, and then bring in a new one world government, one world currency by 2018 is my best guess.
Jeff, thank you so much for your wealth of information. We're seeing everything happen here on the front lines with the suitcases of money that you need just to buy basic necessities. As we know, after the 2008 financial crisis, it was never fixed. It was just paid over with more lies and more bullcrap. It's only a matter of time. The United States keeps printing and inflating the currency as well. It's only a matter of time for the truth to come out. And you need to be prepared and you need to be smart.
Okay, everyone, sorry about that. Now, there are some things that were said and characterized in that video that I obviously don't agree with. But, you know, the overall content of what was going on is really, really important. And it doesn't matter who the celebrity politician is. Doesn't matter if it's going to be the donkey side or the elephant side, or the two-headed snake. Both of them, as I think it was Sister Davis that posted a two-headed snake, and it says that is the political system in this country, and that basically summarizes it all. That they both shoot the same venom, but from different directions, because they all have the same stomach. They all consume the people. And it doesn't really matter if it's going to be this guy, that woman, or this person or that person. Until the people of this world decide that they are no longer going to allow a few to enslave them, these are the crises by werewolves that you will see. And the werewolf represents famine, war, and disease to consume the human population. And what you heard in Venezuela is going to happen here. There was an article that came out, and I'm not going to be able to get into it because we're running out of time. But I will say this. What you're seeing saw in Cyprus, what you saw in Greece, what you saw in Serb, Bosnia, what you saw in what you saw in Argentina, what you saw in Venezuela, what you saw in Central and South America, what you saw in Russia during the 90s when their economy, when you saw all of that time, what you saw in the LA riots in 1992. Is the play that they are going to use, because they actually did data mining and research on all of those events that were all false flags. Most people think false flags are just one act. No, the whole system is a false flag of inclusion. And it's a process. As long as the people are not objecting, as long as the people are buying everything that they're selling, as long as the people are surrendering their free will to them, then what you have is you'll just have the overall tyranny. But then the false flags come into play once people start to become a threat. They are not really false flags. They are really attacks. There are no false flags because their events are real. And I know the false flag it means something else, but we need to not go by what they term things. and what they coin things. We have to go by what we call it, because that is important for us to start to become the discretion of our conscience, the discretion of our free will. Don't just say it because someone else does. Say it because of what you have found to be true. Do your own research. Investigate yourself. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to talk about what we heard about Venezuela, because it's very, very important that we bring out some things here, because what you're seeing in Venezuela is actually going to be a part of what's going on here. But believe me, I believe it's going to be far worse here, because the dynamics are different and the target is you, is everyone here, for the rest of the world to see. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Much love, much respect. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Peace, peace, peace. Much love. See you soon.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.